Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm at the San Diego Record Show with all the early birds who are looking for their treasures. Hi there, I'm Tiffany the Last, and
I'm Andrea Kuston, a.k.a. the Big Mama Freak.
And you have your collection. Is this your collection you're selling, or...
Oh, no, I would never sell my personal collection. Uh-huh. This is what I pick up. I buy collections, and then I keep what I want from them, and I sell off the rest. Uh-huh. And that's what I'm selling here.
And how long have you been coming to the selling at the San Diego Records Show?
Pretty much since Al started it. I think it's been 3 years, something like that.
What kind of record collector do you like to deal with as a customer?
Well, first of all, people that are friendly, mm-hmm. and enthusiastic. I love nothing more than when somebody finds their holy grail in one of my record boxes, uh-huh. and they start squealing and jumping up and down like a game show contestant, especially if they're a man and they start doing that.
What, can you remember a couple of those holy grails that you've had?
I mean, I remember people doing that. I don't particularly remember what the record was, per se. Maybe some obscure soundtrack or something like that that's been out of print for so long and you wouldn't expect to find it. And it's not necessarily something that's worth a lot of money. It's just something that's been on their want list for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And they found it. And generally, if they're so happy about it, I'll give it to them at a really good price just because I like to see people finding their personal treasures.
And do you have people that, if they have a want list, a wish list, that they tell you and then you're on the lookout for it also because you know that they're going to come back?
Oh, yeah. If they're regular customers and they've mentioned things to me or if they write down things for me, I'm always keeping an eye out for those things, yeah.
The Betty Turner record. It's a good record. Too bad it doesn't play better.
Do they like it in England?
Yeah, they love it in England. You could sell it for a lot of money over there. This is a new band.
Right?
Why is that? It's called Northern Soul.
Is it like a dance record?
It wasn't intended to be, but kids on speed in the north of England, well, actually old people on speed now want to play it, so there you go.
What year was it from?
Oh, I'm guessing 1963 or something.
What's your name?
Skid.
Do you come to the shows every show?
I try to go to all of them. I'm a junkie, and I love it.
What's your best finds that you found here?
Here? I don't know. That's a hard question. There's so many. It's uh-huh. Besides, if I told you, then the seller might listen to your podcast and get jealous. So let's just keep it a secret. Let's just say it's worth coming.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's an interesting record. People know this as a Janis Joplin record, Peace of My Heart by Irma Franklin. It's the original version.
Wow.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin's sister.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Take another little piece of my heart. People think that she wrote it. Nope.
What about you? Do you come to all of the shows? What's your name? You're a vendor, right?
They call me Phil Dendrum.
And you specialize in singles, it looks like.
I love 45s. A lot of bands never made an album.
Yeah. Uh-huh. 45s are an endangered species. We must preserve them before they disappear.
And records are made to go round.
I had the biggest pile, I think, in the whole show.
Yeah, you do have a big pile. What are you looking for?
Clean stuff. Good clean stuff. Stuff I've never heard of that looks interesting enough to drag home.
Uh-huh. For your own collection, or then do you sell them?
I have a really large collection of my own. And then sometimes whatever's left or I don't like goes off to be sold. So it kind of feeds my collection.
And do you come to the San Diego Records Show every
Always.
Time? Always.
Yeah, they keep sending me these emails. And then I go, I don't know if I'm going. And then they send me like another email and they say, oh, but it's in a week. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, right, if I'm not busy. And then they send me another email and they go, it's tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God, it's tomorrow. And then inevitably I always get up in the morning. And
what's the most interesting album you found here that you, like your treasure?
I don't know. Well, you can't be sure until you get them home, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you put it on and you go, my God, what is this? And you put it on and sometimes it sucks. And other times it's like, oh my God, this is so cool. What is this? Mm-hmm. And then you figure out later what it is. But see, I've gone to the state where I already have about 10,000 albums,
whoa,
which is a little nuts, but hey, what can I say?
Yeah.
I've wondered if you can make furniture out of them.
I've seen bowls made out of them.
Bowls, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but you'd have to melt them,
yeah,
for that. I mean, you know, to keep them intact.
Oh.
And then, yeah, I'm one of those sick people. I couldn't make bowls out of them. If an album is sealed,
uh-huh,
I can't open it.
No?
No, never, ever. No matter how bad I want to hear it. I'll find it on a download before I'll open it.
And then you'll just keep it sealed.
See, look at the cover.
Yeah.
Isn't that the
beautiful,
coolest cover you've ever seen? It's
broadside.
Only Pete Seeger, but it's way cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some Broadside Sessions that Pete Seeger did back in the 60s.
Now, have you heard this album before?
No, but I know about the Broadside.
Jazz, soul, funk, Latin, rare grooves, blues, soundtracks, African, reggae, bossa, and Brazilian, and then some.
That's what you're, you
That's
love.
That's what I collect, yes.
And right now, you're what's the album that we're listening to?
This is jazz with Lagoon. It's a mixture of a dance aerobic record, probably one of the earliest aerobic records that were put out back in the late 50s and early 60s. So it's quite interesting. It's on the Hordo Records label. And the interesting thing is with music is, I don't know, I look for the sensation, how it brings it to my soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a way? So I bring my portable turntable, listening for the right music to send me to the next level. You know what I mean? The sensation of goodness.
And how long have you been selling at the San Diego Records Show?
About 2 years.
2 years. What you obviously have your own collection also here. What got you into collecting records?
It started as just a personal thing, just trying to find stuff that I, you know, wasn't aware of, that I had bands that I was into that were influenced by other bands, so I wanted to find out what that was all about.
Uh-huh.
So that's where it stemmed from.
Yeah.
And then as you accumulate more and more records, you have the tendency to have duplicates, and you have to weed stuff out at some point. So that's where I'm at now.
Yeah, it seems like some of the people I talk to, it's not really the record. It's just finding rare music and music that they haven't heard of, and they just want to take it home and give it a spin. It's real interesting.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of people that are just in it for, you know, financial reasons, or
uh-huh,
people that, you know, do like music but they want to share with other people.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. And what's been the best album that you've bought here at the record show?
Today or overall?
Through the 2 years.
Oh, gosh. It's really hard to say. I'm one of those people, I buy a lot of records.
Uh-huh.
So nothing really stands out. I mean, I buy a little bit of everything, so to pick out just one thing,
uh-huh,
it's kind of difficult to do.
Yeah.
I find some really good stuff here, though.
Great. Hi, can you tell me, how long have you been coming to the San Diego Records Show?
I've been coming here as a dealer for about 3 or 4 years. My name is Tom Muscarello. This is my 17-year-old
daughter. I'm Lucy. Hi. And what do you see most people wanting and collecting?
I see a lot of demand for the real top name classic rock stuff, The Doors and Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And are you a collector yourself? You have quite a few boxes here.
I am. These are my duplicates and the things for sale. I have about 12,000 albums of my own.
Oh, okay. Your daughter's laughing. Are you a collector also?
Nope. I just, you know, listen to my dad's stuff and help him out.
Uh-huh. And when you're here at the show, do you go around and also purchase?
I do. Usually I kind of stay close to my booth for the first couple hours, and then later in the show I spin around and
uh-huh,
see what else I could find.
So what are you looking for today?
I have so many records and I'm never looking for anything specific. I'm just looking for that thing that hits you just right.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like, you know, buying a new pair of shoes, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
No, it's good. It's good. real good.
Did you see that Japanese main source record? It's got like a different mix of Looking at the Front Door, and it's got like another unreleased song.
A Large Professor remix, or?
It's just like a different, it's like the lyrics are a little bit different. It's like total nerdy stuff.
Oh, I heard that one.
And like it's mixed down differently. It's
pretty good.
It's good. It's dope. It's only like 500. Japan only sound table, 500 press. I traded an Akinelli album for it.
Well, that's how Spinner, he came to town for this Soul Slam thing up north, and I was chilling with him. We were just rapping about records. That dude's cool, man. I mean, he got a lot of knowledge on records, but I was talking to him about this one JD joint that he sampled. It says Klaus Wunderlich.
Okay.
It's for that remix for Guru. For Guru, or no, it was on Guru's, one of Guru's Jazz Mataz.
Yeah, yeah.
I told him about that, and he's like, man, dude, I didn't think nobody knew about that.
That's funny.
He was cool.
So you guys collect hip-hop?
Hip-hop, soul, jazz.
Are you guys DJs?
DJ. Make beats.
Yes?
Yeah.
He's got records out.
Oh, you do?
I got a couple records out. I do remixes.
And what's your name?
The Earl.
The Earl.
Yeah.
Cool.
Vinyl lives, you know? I mean, it's a lot heavier to carry around than CDs, but nothing sounds like it, and the artwork is beautiful. I mean, the albums, especially from the 70s when they did the gatefolds and the die-cut covers like the Led Zeppelin 3 and some of these, you know, really, you know, come on, Sticky Fingers with a zipper on it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can't put that on a CD case.
Yeah.
So I really love the artwork of albums.
Can you give me an R for Pirate Pods, Earl?
Matey.
Thank you.
Where's that?
I got time.